Decrees. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Good, good, good. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Can't complain, man. The Philadelphia Eagles took it on the chin. So
Yes, they did.
Really appreciate that, Commanders. I didn't say Commodore. Commanders,
right.
Thank you for that lovely gift you gave me last night. But other than that, man, it's just been chilly, man. You enjoy your day off, though, man? You know, all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, you know, majority of my days off now still work. You know, you got to go help family out. Yeah, but it's a good day, though. Good day. I can't complain.
I know that's right. And plus, man, it's awards day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Day. It's awards day. And, I can't wait till we hit that because – Woo! Boy, they showing out like always. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. So enjoy your tacos and margaritas and all that kind of stuff like that. Sit back and relax as we go ahead and get on to sports topics and all that kind of good stuff. Actually, you know, we got some games that are going on right now. We'll definitely cover them within the sports because I got a lot to chew on. There's a lot of fat on that meat, baby. And I'm going to take it. So all the new people who's watching this, thank you. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button, the like button, all the buttons, whatever you need. So, you know, we're going to get ahead and rolling. In case you guys don't know, let me see. Let me get Mark back on here. Let me see. Man, of course you don't know where to find us at. You can find us all on at Mark and Will Show.com.
Everything.
That's what we do, right? So at Mark and Will Show. So we're talking about Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Of course, you're on YouTube. Mark and Will Gaming on Twitch. Mark and Will Gaming on YouTube channel. We got his own thing. You know, that's how we do. So, you know, and, you know, we got the new baby. You know what I'm saying? That's the group. The Facebook,
That's
the new baby. That's the good thing. You know, that right there is popping. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes,
popping and love that big time. So you definitely got to go ahead and get in tune with that. You know how we do. So, you know. Also, and I know I'm about to bring Mark in. We have FNC. Big time. FNC is a great thing that we do. Topics, you know, it's not sports oriented, but you may have an opportunity when we talk about sports because sports is in everything and how to like things like that. So make sure you guys, you see it, FNC, Friday Night Crew, that's the channel that you need to go find that big time. So go ahead and subscribe in that one too, and I'm telling you, will not be disappointed.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Gaming
was on Twitch last night. I'm going to get that video, put it on YouTube, so go check that out. Probably going to be dropping something different tonight. I'm in the mood tonight, so I'm going to drop something tonight. Y'all stay tuned to that. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe on all our videos.
I am coming. It's not the TikTok. You know what I'm saying? I will be definitely on there. My nephew hit me up the other day, and he's like, man, are you finished with the season yet? No, sir. Not yet. I will. We have to get all these polls together and stuff like that and different things. So, but I will go ahead and I'm getting to the All-Star break. taking care of business. You know, I already completed one season MLB, but I got to go ahead and take care of it. Speaking of MLB, congratulations to the Rookie of the Year, Michael Harris from the Atlanta Braves. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we do, without a doubt. But, hey, a lot of you guys, you know, before we even switch, because I need to go ahead and make sure Mark's on here with me and get T him up right so we can get him together. Because, we, you know, today is a special day. Tuesday is always special. Anytime we on here is always special. But Tuesday really is special because, you know, if you don't know right now, we do a high school players of the week. We're going to do basketball just like how we do football. So get ready, Basketball Nation. We will be happening. It will be girls, boys, all that stuff. So we're ready to rock and roll. So, you know, we're very proud of getting these kiddos opportunity to get their shine on, get their recognition. So without further ado, it's time to go ahead and do the winners, Mark. You know how we do, Mark. You know how we do. So let me see. I got to line it up because, you know, we had a lot of a ton of scores last night. Yep. So here we go. Without further ado, right off the bat, Mark and Will shows Kentucky Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor, Lexington Catholic, Thomas Girk. And I probably messed it up, and you can let me know, but Thomas Girk, we're going to go with Girk. I could have went Gurky, could have went Jerky. I want to go Girk, and I'm sure the family will let us know. But three tackles, one sack, took care of business. He's also played offensive lineman. He did his thing. Thomas Girk is our Kentucky Lineman of the Week sponsor.
Yes,
Straight Razor. Lexington Catholic is in the building. Actually, Lexington Catholic is getting ready to kidnap the show for a little bit. So bear with us. And if you've ever been on the show, watch the show, you understand what I'm saying. So without further ado, it is the Lexington Catholic show. Right? Here you go.
Yeah.
Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Step Out.
Max Moyne. Lexington Catholics, right? Max Moyne. 21 carries, 123 yards, put in that work. I don't know if anybody has toted the rock 23 times or 21 times in a game or 20 times.
Right.
15, 10 times guys get taught. But, yes. Hey, congratulations, Max. You are this week's Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week. Took care of business. Lexington Catholic, stand up. Stand up, baby. Because y'all got went 2-for-2. Did y'all think? They, hey, let's cap and say, we ain't playing. We got, hey, our guys is in here. We going to do what we got to do. Next up, Mark and Real Show, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week. Sponsored by?
Tap Out.
Simon Gee. Warren East, Simon Gee. Six tackles, one sack. One interception. And I'm going to do it again because I got a little excited because I saw something happen. And then I just got a little excited. But Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Warren E. Simon Gee. To get a sack and an interception in a game and six tackles, hey, man, you balled. And we all know, hey, first of all, we all know Warren East, man. Hey, stand up, big, hey, big applause for you guys because Dane Parsons' mother was on the ball. On the ball. She had all the guys who was up for awards telling everybody to go ahead and then get that, man. He didn't get it all, but that's okay.
Nope.
Congratulations, though, Simon Gee, for being our Player of the Week. Next up, we have Mark and Will Show's National Player of the Week, sponsored by
Step Out.
Logan County's Ryan Reno. 32 carries, 254 yards, 2 TDs, 2 receptions, 19 yards.
Wow.
Hey, man. Put it in at work. That's all I got to say. Put it at work. Hey, congratulations. You are in the clubhouse. You are at a National Player of the Week, Mark and Will style.
Yes,
sponsored by Tap Out. Make sure you check your DMs. We got a little special gift from Tap Out for you. Logan County's Ryan, you did your thing. Man, 254 in a playoff game?
That's nuts.
In a playoff game, bro. In a playoff game. That's all I got to say, man. Playoff. Hey, congratulations to all the winners. You know, you kids, you student athletes are doing your thing, man. And it's a joy to go ahead and recognize you guys. So congratulations to all the winners. Big time on that, without a doubt. So we had something that just ended. And actually, I know I got to bring you on, Mark. Yeah. Actually caught the eye of the tiger, eye of the storm. Mark and I got just a little bit distracted a little bit. Something looked good that happened. So we're going to go ahead and dive into that. And so I'm able to put the score up right now. Okay. Let's see. Let me go ahead and make this correction before we go ahead and talk about it, man. Another one bites the dust, I think. So,
absolutely.
You know, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
So here we go. Here we go right here. Big time. Appalachian State 61, Louisville 60. Louisville takes it on the chin. Louisville was a not even a second, a point. Point what of a second of in the game. Ellis drives the ball and he shoots it, but did not get it off in time. The layup went in. The referees went to the table, waved it off. Louisville loses again by 1 point.
Yep.
Mark, if you can do the honors, I don't know if you you got your stuff set up. If you can, go ahead and hit them with some of the score, the point totals and stuff like that with the Louisville starters. If you got
all right, Louisville starters, I got a little bit pulled up. Carey, 2 points, 8 rebounds. Withers, he had no points. Yeah, James, who had 9 and 4, and you had Ellis once again with double figures, 29 and 3. Then you had Humpfield, he had 12 points, 10 rebounds. Okay. On the bench, JJ Turner, he had 3 points, and Miller had 5. The only ones who scored off the bench.
Okay. All right. So, you know, first half, Louisville was down by 13, really about down by 16. Big time when the game was going on. Second straight game, third straight game that they've been down by like double figures.
Right.
You know, which is really a sad thing. To me, I'm not going to sugarcoat. You know, Mark and I already talked about what we thought was going to happen as far as, you know, the game and stuff like that, as far as the season. To me, this looks just like last year. It looks just like last year. Granted, you know, they might have, you know, that last year's going to win more games probably than this year.
Right.
People get caught up numbers. You got to watch the game. You look at my man Ellis, and he's got 29. I mean, this 29 was better than last week's 29. But the thing about it is, he's a two guard. He's a scoring guard. He's not a point guard. We've talked about this, right? We've been saying this. He needs to be up. And I commend Kenny in the second half. He allowed Hershey Miller to go ahead and run point and put Ellis out there. But my whole thing is this. You got some studs inside. Granted, to me, the effort ain't there for them to get the ball, but I'm going inside nonstop, right?
Right, absolutely.
Nonstop, man. Brandon Hutley, Hatfield, you know, Carey. I'm still looking for last year's Carey. He's not in shape. This style is not his. We understand that Kenny Payne wants to go ahead and move fast. Well, you get in shape.
Get in shape, bro.
It's a simple thing. Get in shape, right? And the effort, bro. The effort is not there. It does not take. Why is it taking the first half to go ahead and get in the mojo? I mean, the second half, first half is blown. Second half, I'm rocking and rolling. I'm in the mojo. Yeah. Down by double figures to less talented teams. Now, they're a better team. They know what they're running. Half the time, I don't even know what Louisville's running, bro.
It looked like they just standing around half the time.
Throwing it around the three-point line, just throwing it around.
And that's it, then driving. If you got the shot, they shoot.
Man, this is you know, wasn't gonna get Brother Bump on there, but this is my whole thing, man. You got a guy who's on the bench who's a true point guard. Like, he's a point guard. He's been playing point guard. He's a freshman. He should still be in high school. Why not play him? Start him. Let him play point guard and move L. Ellis to the two. Move Mike James to the three where he's belong. Move Withers to the four. Move Huntley Hatfield to the five.
Right.
Carey does not deserve to start.
No. He, like you said, for one, he don't look in shape. And then when they said he was 275, I said, that's heavy.
Heavy.
That's a big dude.
What? Let me tell you, Omar, you play basketball, you play football and stuff like this. How is this dude your captain and starting, and he's not in shape?
And he's not in shape.
How he's not in shape, but everybody else is in shape?
Right. So it's almost like, is he not bought in?
Or is it the NIL? You know, because he was him and L. Ellis was on world tour. They was doing all these radio shows and don't get me wrong, I'm okay with people getting paid for their likeness and stuff like this.
Right.
But if I'm a business and I sign Mark and Will Show to go ahead and do some stuff and wear my stuff, and they are not performing, they sound horrible. They're not doing what they need to do. Hey, man, I got to take away stuff, bro.
Absolutely.
I got to take away. That don't make sense to me.
Right.
Fat cat, bro. Fat cat. How he's not in shape? That's like an offensive lineman. No pun intended. I played offensive lineman in a little bit.
Right.
But a lot of them, if they 400 pounds, 300 something pounds, you know they not doing no conditioning like everybody else.
Exactly.
This is basketball. This is basketball.
Up and down the court. And like you said, if he wants to run up and down the court fast, dude ain't going to be able to keep up. So why have him out there?
Why? That's a waste. That, to me, that is a waste. He did not come mentally and physically ready, prepared for senior year or whatever he is. There's no way. There's no way. You look like this. You look worse than you did when Chris Mack had you beginning of the season when you didn't play.
Right.
Man, he can't even hit bunnies, dude. Like,
no.
You ain't going nowhere. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know, and see, that's the thing about it, man. NIL, man. Some of these cats, man, it's going to be fat cats. And it shows, bro. I mean, 2 points. And you, the tallest dude you probably went against tonight is 6'6".
Right. And like you said, I like the NIL too, but it's going to be pros and cons. And this is one of them. You're getting that money, you feel comfortable. Like you ain't got to do nothing. You still got to go out there and play.
Right. Right.
You got to go out there and play and perform. Especially for Louisville, you have to perform.
We done seen two players like that. One on basketball and one on football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can give tough love. You can do all this stuff. But to me, the tough love is sitting somebody on the bench.
Absolutely.
Sit them down, bro. Sit them down. And the thing about it is Louisville did this with Withers getting 5 fouls, he breathed on somebody that was getting him. He had no point. He's like second leader score. He didn't score it up. But, I mean, you need to start letting people understand that you mean business. This pan is for you. Devin Reed need to play, that freshman. Fabio needs to play. They can't do any worse than what we're seeing. This is David Ruffin and the Temptations. It ain't the Temptations more. It's David Ruffin and the Temptations. This is strictly L. Ellis and the Cardinals.
Yep.
And that's not good basketball.
Yep.
Not at all. I don't care what. Well, he got 29. Did you watch the game? And he's scoring 29. He's giving up 20.
Right.
He's not. Man, they backing him down. They taking him up. No one has that dog mentality to play defense.
Right.
That's I don't get it. Like Brother Bump said, man, the thing about it is this. Also, you're supposed to have them in condition. Where's the press? You ain't pressing?
Right.
You ain't in the people? The defense is lacking. Like all, even if it even if you don't press, you can do half court and get into somebody's job.
See, and the crazy thing about it, he started pressing when he saw that they had a chance to get back in the game.
At the end.
It's too late.
Too late, bro. You are, you know, and the thing about it is, we've already said it. We already said that, hey, you know, what the record's going to look like. Bro, you might be 0-10 start this season, bro. I don't know. That's, I don't know who they
Jesus.
I don't know. I mean, for real, I'm not going to lie to you. Their next game is against Arkansas, who's the 9th-ranked team in the country, in Maui.
Yeah.
Dude, if you can't – but if you are losing the mid-majors, you're not beating Power 5 teams with that team you got.
Absolutely right.
There's no way, bro. So you got Arkansas, probably Maryland. Then you got December, you got Miami coming in. Then you got to go to Florida State. You got West Kentucky with a 7-foot monster who is a friend of the show. He's going to eat. That point guard is going to eat. You got FAMU. You might be FAMU. You might be FAMU. You might be FAMU. If you can't be FAMU, it's time to go ahead and just say, we forfeit all these games. Liscom going to probably be NC State. Kentucky is going to just drill you and rock. I'm not even watching that one.
He said, I'm not watching
that one. So if y'all want my commentary on the game, don't say, hey, Will, what you think about that Kentucky Louisville game? Don't even worry about it, partner. I ain't even messing with that one. I already know what that is. That's a beat there like no other. I'm not messing with that one, bro. This is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. This is the first time Louisville has been 0-3 to start the season since 86 after they won the national championship. 86-87. And it's, hey, I hate to say this to you guys. There's no light underneath at the end of this year's tunnel.
Yeah.
And if you look at the makeup of the team, you got Mel Bulldog, former Mel Bulldog player coming. You got Curtis Williams coming next year. They six 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 seven swingmen.
Yep.
I would – if I have 5 scholarships left, or 6, what? How many guys? They need to be all guards. We talked about this. It needs to be all guards. I don't care, man. It don't need to be one and done. You need some guards in this program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. Like, you a former player, former NBA player, and you didn't get no guards? You don't.
Right.
Well, Will, they was trying to get, man, you ain't got to get no superstar.
Right.
You could have got a D2 guard. Somebody who's actually a guard. What do you do for a living? I'm a guard. I dribble the ball. I pass it around to my teammates. I shoot down the open jumper. I hit free throws. I'm an assist man. I do. That's all you need for your job description. You don't need superstar behind it.
Yes, sir.
Let's be real about it, man. This is embarrassing. This team has regressed. And I understand. This is rebuilding. I get it. But when I don't see effort,
right?
Man, I go Shawnee. I can go to Shawnee Park and Chickasaw Park and see people get more effort than this, bro. That's real. I don't think they beat anybody in the Dirt Bowl.
Jesus,
that's 100. That's 100 Dirt Bowl, bro. You're not beating anybody in the Dirt Bowl with this team. You might. It's no toughness.
Yeah.
No, it's no, hey, I'm fighting for Louisville. You know what? You fight for Louisville, but you also fight for that name on the back. You think I'm going to be out there and I'm not fighting for the Woods? Right. Are you serious? Are you not fighting for Watkins?
Right.
Are you serious? Have some pride.
Yes.
Man up. Embarrassment.
Woo. Woo-wee.
Let's go on and see some winning program. Kentucky right now is playing against Michigan State, number 4 ranked team. You know, they do that classic. Kentucky's actually up right now 46-42, taking care of business. Right now you got Topping, you got 7 points. You got Word 2. You got 0 from the freshman Livingston. You got 9 Wallace, 0 from Frederick. Oscar started. He got 13. You got 5 from Reeves. You got 9 from my guy Willer. I love some Willa. If y'all remember, that's my dude. Hey, y'all know what it is? Y'all know why I love that guy so much? He's a real point guard.
Woo!
Real point guard. Collins 1 point. I understand. You know, but you have to have pieces in place. Kentucky, taking care of business. Do what you got to do. Yep. 46-42, playing a tough-minded, tough team, Michigan State. It's always going to be tough. Kentucky was down by two at halftime. They have came out, made some adjustment. This should be a good game. Go ahead and make sure you watch it. After us, go ahead and get it on demand, whatever you need to do. Watch the game, turn them down, listen to us as we rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Brother, hit them with them NBA scores, man.
Hey, bro, hold on, dude, because I'm still over here.
Hold on. Hold on, bro. I'm going to get you. I'm bringing you in.
Okay.
Go ahead. My fault.
Still over here shocked, dude, because you just went in, dude. Like, for real. That was a hell of a clip, Doc. That was great. you just did your thing with that one. I got to take my hand off to you with that one. I thought you was the coach. You talking to the players.
I mean, hey. It is what it is, bro. I mean, you see it. You 502. You know sports. We on a sports show. You see when that's something's nice. Counterfeit. You see when the effort's not there. And like you said before, and it's like they ain't bought in. They ain't bought in. Well, you know, as a coach, you know when your players ain't bought in. Bench them. I'd rather you lose with people who have bought in. I'd rather you lose with the freshmen that you brought to the table because they don't know any better. They think, hey, man, we understand you. You got these ties and everything, and you showing us. I'd rather you lose with them, bro. I'd rather you lose with Lance, who is 0 for 20, but he's a freak. Right. You can mold him. These old cats that got other agendas, gone, bro. I mean, that's done.
Right.
That's done.
Crazy. Hit y'all with the scores Monday, November 14th. You got Toronto, who beat Detroit 115-111. Hornets beat the Magic 112-105. Boston beat Thunder 126-122, which your boy got a tech last night for clapping his hands. This is getting out of control. Heat beat the Suns 113-112. Clippers beat the Rockets 122-106. Atlanta beat the Bucks 121-106. They've been losing here lately.
Yeah, they have.
Golden State beat the Spurs 132-95.
Please. Wow. Please. That's embarrassing.
Tuesday, November 15th. That's crazy. The Grizzlies is up right now on the Pelicans, 60-58, going into half. Clippers in Dallas after that. New York Knicks, Jazz. Spurs and Blazers. Nets and Kings.
All right. So, the standings right now we have, let me get the division so we can get that rocking and rolling. Atlantic, you know what? The Boston Celtics, first of all, people need to realize that Jason Tatum, if you don't know, you need to know that he is legit top five player in the league.
Yes,
And Brown is top 15, top 20. I say top 20 in the league. They got two of the top 20 players in the league, and they are rolling. And they got some good supporting people around. I love Marcus Smart. Yep. He's a blue guy. He's a tough guy. You know what I'm saying? Yes. He's a blue, tough guy. He's not going to take nothing. Because you can't lose a coach, and I understand the talent wins it, but you got to have respect for a coach and everything else. And they do it, and apparently they do. They're on a mission. They're 11-3, 3.5 games over the Raptors, 4-game lead over the 76ers, and Embiid went off like fireworks. I think, 59 points or something like that, did his thing.
Yep.
In the Central, like Mark said, the Bucks, they 10-3. They got a 2-game lead over the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are sliding. You know, they're still a young team. They slide.
Yes, they are.
Five. So, don't be surprised. Just got to pick it up, get it back. Southeast, you got the Hawks, who are 9-5 with a 1-game lead over the Wizards. And Mr. Beal has been cleared from protocol, so he'll be back to help the Wizards. And the Heat's 2 games behind. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, you have the Trailblazers tied with the Nuggets. They're basically tied with the Jazz.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. And the Timberwolves and Thunder is 3.5. Everybody's still in there. It's still early. Suns in the Pacific, 1.5 lead over the Clippers. 1.5 game lead over the Kings. Wow. And 2.5 over the – I hear you, Kings. I'm – hey, let's go! Southwest, you got the Grizzlies with a one-game lead over the Mavericks and 1.5 over the Pelicans and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I wanted to ask you about this. I saw this earlier today. Warriors send Wiseman, the center, to G League. He said he don't see it as a demotion. How come he ain't been playing?
That's the biggest question, is that he got that injury that he suffered could be worse than what we think.
Right. Right.
And then for them to send him down there, I mean, what's he doing in practice? I mean, what's going on? He said he's not looking at it as a demotion, but us, that's a demotion.
Demotion, bro. That sounds good. It sounds good. I mean, you know, you being a team player.
Right.
I mean, you know, because to me, you supposed to go ahead and you played last year. You got hurt last year. It's supposed to be you up here trying to start over old man River. What's the dude's name? I can't think of his name. Dude, like a robot out there, man. I can't even think of his name. What is his name? I'm going to find it real quick because I'm like, bro, he's stiff. Looney. Yeah, over Looney. Looney look like a robot out there. You can't beat Looney.
Something ain't right with that situation, bro.
You got to get it together, man. I mean, I know this is only like your second, third year or whatever, but you got to get it together.
Yeah, he got to get it together. They brought you as a high pick.
Dude, yeah, you was that guy.
Yeah.
You was that guy, bro. That's not good. That's not good at all. Next, point guard Irving, Kyrie that is to miss his 7-game due to suspension. My whole point of this is this. How many games has he been suspended? Have we seen a number? Is this incognito? Is this like they just playing games, not telling us?
I think it's more of that. They're not saying nothing now. They're not saying nothing.
And that's bull because we need to know. Like we the owners. We need to know.
Right, we need to know.
What is the suspension from his actions? Because, you know, I get it. You know, Mark and I always talk about, you know, as athletes, you know, you are role models. You got people who look up to you guys. You got little kids, you got everything else. And, you know, people do have freedom of speech, but you also got to be you got to know who your owners are. You got to know the business.
Exactly.
All this kind of stuff. No one's saying that, you know, you should shut up, just play ball. What's the girl say?
Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and dribble. Nah, you don't do that. But also, you got to understand that the owners is there to use you as entertainment. Mm-hmm. They want to sell as many tickets and jerseys, so apparel, as possible with your name, image and likeness.
Yep.
Right? And if you say stuff that hurts that, they have no use for you.
Right.
That means the butts are not going to be in seats. Ticket sales is going to go down.
Yep.
Revenue is missing because my son don't want to wear Kyrie shoes anymore.
Exactly.
Jerseys. I'm not going to see that. Kyrie was my favorite player. I wanted to be like him. All this kind of stuff. I mean, and it's hard, and I understand. If you wasn't a multi-million, if you was just a regular Joe, people wouldn't care what you said.
Exactly.
It wouldn't occur. That wouldn't occur.
Play basketball and a big star, it gets blown out of control.
They wouldn't occur. They'd be like, oh, well, this another dude got his action. Okay, keep it moving.
Exactly.
Because who you are. But let me dive in this real quick, because we've been so busy with a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff has popped off. Well, when LeBron came out with his 42, Jackie Robinson, and he basically separated himself from those comments of, you know, Kyrie.
Yeah.
What was your thought on that, man?
Sometimes you get to the point where it'd be like, why did you even have to say anything? Why did you even really have to talk? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that you LeBron, you the face of the NBA, but sometimes I feel like he needs to take a back seat to some things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he wants to be so vocal all the time. And it's like, people can look at it different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going against your brother, you should want to help him and see what's going on with him.
Right.
It just seemed like you like, okay, we don't need that in the NBA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me because sometimes I just wish he could just be quiet.
Perfect answer. Because you don't have, I mean, he could have said no comment.
Absolutely.
I'm here to talk about LeBron James and everybody. Right. I'm in the Lakers. I'm not here to talk about the Nets. You know what I'm saying? All that, bro. We get it. We know that you're a billionaire. We know that you have so many business out there that people don't even know that you have. We know that you are, let's put it this way. Let's go high school. You're in the in crowd. We know yeah. you are. Okay, cool. But you ain't got to comment on everything.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Because believe me, as you got out there and denounced your allegiance and stuff, basically with him, the kind of stuff, you sitting there talking to him on the phone right now.
Right.
Ain't nobody done. Right. Bro, this, leave it alone. Leave it alone, man.
Right.
Come on. You know, sometimes subtraction is an addition.
Yep.
And so, you know, when LeBron is finally hanging up his jersey and they have no one to run to and it's really become a sports and not dealing with politics and everything in the world is dealing with him and they have nobody, that is addition. They know they can go to him and he's going to say anything. And the thing about it is, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, you know. And I love it, though. You have a mouthpiece. But
right.
But certain things such as this, bro, no one's saying that you believe in what he's doing. That's not right. What we're saying. We're not saying that. We're just saying that sometimes it's chill.
Yeah. Take a break.
Let's chill.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got to answer everything.
Everything.
Dang. Give it a break, man. Jesus. All right. Let me, bro. I got to bring you in. Hold on, bro. Let me bring you in. Hold on, Mark. Let me see if I can find it. Boom. All right. Next up, something happened very tragic. And I know that we probably talk about this on FNC, but we need to go ahead and acknowledge this ourselves.
Yeah.
Three University of Virginia players killed by a former player. The player ain't played in a while. I think 19 or something like that. They was on a field trip, went to go see a play, and on the way back, all this stuff transpired. You know, that kind of stuff. Prayers for the players. Family,
yes.
And the university, yes. Football community, the whole, everybody involved in that. It's a lot of things going on, and as the story is unfolding, you're getting more bits and pieces of it. I don't know exactly the ins and out of that, but I do know it's tragic. Virginia has canceled or postponed whatever the games is. This weekend. Pretty much the university's on lockdown as far as doing things. You know, they trying to deal with this mess that happened. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, anytime stuff like that, you know, we don't know. I mean, it could be mental illness or it could be that dude, you know, they could have got into it. Don't know what's going on with that. Mark, did you read any of that or did you hear anything?
Yeah, I saw it and it was just. It's crazy and it's sad, man. You know what I'm saying? These kids is coming back from a field trip and all this crazy stuff just happens. It's just that it makes you think you just never know. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. And I just pray for them families who lost a loved one because that's tragic, man. You know what I'm saying? You at school and you think, you know what I'm saying? You at school having a good time and stuff and that happens.
Right.
That hurts me.
Right,
because it's like they're nowhere safe.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And you hit it on the head right there, man. That's the thing about the scary part is that You know, you send kids to school, you send them to college, you know, high school, college. You go to work. Somebody can have a gun and go off. I mean, there's no place that is safe. You hear people talk about it all the time. Hey, man, you know, the neighborhoods, the different stuff like that. Man, you can go anywhere. You never know what's going to happen. You have, you know, Coach P for University of Louisville. You know, she always hits the morning talking about, you know, basically thank God for, you know, wake me up, seeing another day.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing. That's the truth statement. We don't know. And those players' families, those players, they didn't know this was going to happen. It's a tragedy. You know, so like we said, this wanted to touch that. And like I said, we'll probably touch that big time on FNC when other things happen. But God bless University of Virginia as they battle through this. And we, like I said, we just want to make sure we touch that. Let me see real quick. I want to give you guys a real quick update on the game right now as far as Kentucky. Kentucky is up 50-49 with 7:35 left in the second half. This game is going to go down to the wire. Well, Izzo's teams always does. It doesn't. You know, that's what they do.
Nothing. Right.
All right. So let's go on and hit some of this NFL. Yeah, we had a shocker, right? A shocker last night.
Yeah.
Let me get this one off. We'll hit this one shortly. But let's go on and get into this game that pretty much shocked everybody. Commanders 32, Eagles 21. Mark and I was texting back and forth. Mark, what is your view on this game? Because you know how we've been on the Eagles. It's not being real, but anyway.
I'm going to say this, and I hope Washington's coach is listening to this. If you take
Heineken. Don't go there yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, because that was great. Hey, the great thing is Washington, actually, that first drive they had, it had everybody saying, ah, shoot, this might be a blowout. You know what I'm saying? Then they come back, and then it was like they just fighting, humming. McLaurin had 8 receptions, 128. One in 8 back. The run game was solid. 26 carries for 86 yards. That's solid. Heineken did what he was supposed to do to keep them in the game. But Washington's defense stepped up.
Yes, they did.
And did Young be back this Sunday? So now they're going to get a little better. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But them takeaways pretty much won this game for them. Them takeaways was big at defense, stepped up.
You're right.
To beat Philly. It stepped right up.
You know, it's almost like they wasn't focused. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that many turnovers, and they was like over and over again. I mean, that was ridiculous. Like, it's like, what are we watching here? Especially when they was in the game. Because really, the last 7 points or 6 points or whatever came on, you know, that was a fluke. But other than that, I mean, Washington did their thing. They capitalized on the turnover. They was kicking field goals. Granted, you wanted the TDs, but they kept scoring anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It wasn't empty trips down the field. They took care of business. Like you said, for the game, you had 152 yards rushing. Philly had 94 yards rushing.
Right.
You know, and for years now, let's be real, for years, probably for the past 8 to 9 to 10 years type, you know, the Commanders, Washington has always had solid defense.
Yes, they have.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? They have had solid defense. They've had some good players on that one. But you know what? I think really a total disrespect. I think these guys just knew they had it. It's because, you know, when you do like curl this stuff, this constantly over and over, you're not focused. Not saying that the Commanders did not put themselves in position to succeed. They did that. Ready to knock it off. Great win. Goddard's hurt, and we'll get to that too. Yep. But, you know, now Eagles, what you going to do with it? Because really, we have reviewed their schedule. Their schedule is not hard.
No, it's not.
Right. It's not hard. So, that's not a good look, you know. big time. And the NFL's hard. Anybody can win. And Washington went in there and said, thank you. I didn't if you told me that they was going to score and I take away the last six, that if they was going to score 26 points, I was like, what? Nah.
Right.
Nah, not Washington. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff, not them. But they did their thing, man. And
yes, they did.
I saw somebody iced out on the plane. Another dude iced out. And speaking of that, before more, I'm gonna let Mark go ahead and hit that. Commanders is talking about. They may not bring Wentz. They may not start Wentz. So basically, Rivera is saying Hinkie versus our Wentz. What would you say? I know you was great. Peel that onion.
He'll be a fool if he do this. Because why take out the momentum? Why take the guy who's bringing the team momentum? Because they rallying around Haneke. He's getting the team pumped on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? They want to see that type of stuff. Right. That team is rallying together around him. Wentz ain't going to give you that.
Right.
Wentz ain't going to give you that fire to get the team going. You know what I'm saying? He's not giving you it. He go away from this. That season going downhill.
Let me see. And this right here should be enough. This what I'm going to say. I'm trying to get this information. Okay, cool. So I'm thinking Hinkie, whatever his name is. I keep butchering it up. Dude is 3-4.
Yeah.
I mean, 3-1. He's 3-1. He is 3-1 out of the last four games. You start him.
Yes.
He has momentum. He has momentum. He is way, I ain't going to say way better, but he's better than Wentz. Wentz is washed up, bro. He needs to be a backup somewhere. Just chill. Hang on. Because if you, and I understand the owner, well, we know the owner, he's trying to sell the team. But, right. You know, you spend that money for Wentz, and Wentz is, come on, bro.
Right.
You know, he also has a Super Bowl hang-up because he wasn't involved in that Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so leave him alone. It's Hanky. You know what I'm saying? Let him do what he got to do. Very impressed because he's stable.
Yes.
He is managing a team. He's doing what he's doing. And just because you manage a team does not mean that you're not a good quarterback for that team. You know, so let's keep it 100 on that one. Rams, Cooper Kupp will have ankle surgery headed to IR. Can we officially say that the Rams, your defending Super Bowl champion is? Can we officially say that goddamn man?
Done.
Hey,
my bad. I thought you hit the button.
I hit it.
This season's over with, bro. This season's over. Without Cooper, his pillow blanket, cuffer blanket, whatever you want to call it, it's over. It's a wrap.
It's definitely a wrap, bro.
He depends on Cooper for everything.
Right. You're right.
But they still got Allen Robinson over there.
Don't even utilize him. Don't even utilize him. He's over just collecting checks.
Yep, that's it.
He's collecting checks, bro. That's a wrap, man. They're
not going to make the playoffs anyway, so.
Let me see. What are they, 3-7 or 3-6 or something like that? Yeah,
something crazy.
Yeah, they now you're absolutely right. They are actually 3-6 in last place in the NFC West.
Done.
So, sorry for all you guys who got Cooper Kupp in the league, in your fantasy league. You might as well put them on IR and go ahead and get somebody. Speaking of IR, all right, he's not on IR, but Goddard to miss extended time with shoulder injury. He got hurt on that play when he fumbled.
Yeah.
But they face masked him to death.
Yes, they did. And Hurts going to miss him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hurts going to miss him.
Yeah.
He's going to miss that tight end.
Right. He's big time. That right there hurts that offense. And speaking of hurt offense, we didn't say, but Did you find where was AJ Brown at last night?
That on that one play, I guess when he got limped up, he just his whole mind frame just totally disappeared.
He said, "Oh man, I ain't too busy celebrating all the other times, and now he got got dinged up." So it's
exactly.
So you got, and if he's dinged up, but Goddard, like you said, they're gonna miss Goddard. He, when you got a 6'7" tight end that runs like a receiver and then can do all that stuff. I mean, he's the reason why they got rid of Ertz. Besides, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, all that kind of stuff that's gonna hurt that offense. Last but not least, as far as the NFL, quarterback Mariota remains the starter. Why?
I don't understand. I didn't understand this neither.
Why?
Just give the young boy a chance. Why? Get rid of a chance.
Why? Please. We've seen enough. We have enough sample to know the dude is not good. He's a backup. I mean, that's why you lose your job to a receiver. That's what happens. When you lose your job to a receiver, that's what happens. Let him go. Let him go in peace. Leave that guy alone. Let the Dirty Birds actually have a chance to, well, maybe not. What I'm saying? They're forcing. Anyway. Before we get off here, because I want to go ahead and redo the players of the week, let's be honest. Besides the NFC East with Philadelphia, the Eagles, the Giants, and Cowboys, 8-1, 7-2, 6-3, and even the Commanders 5-4, Minnesota 8-1, nobody else.
Exactly.
Nobody else.
Exactly.
Minnesota 8-1, the Green Bay Packers 4-6. Hey, Green Bay, good win against Dallas. Yeah, I know I'm a Dallas fan. Y'all not doing nothing. That's a wrap. That's all with. It's done. Really done that.
Absolutely.
Tampa Bay 5-5. They're going to get in it because they're going to win the division, right?
Division, yep.
And Seattle 6-4. Well, we know who's coming. San Francisco's going to win that division.
Yes.
Nobody else, bro. So, it's a wrap, man.
It's a wrap.
I mean, that is a crappy conference. Which everybody thought that it was going to be a par, but nobody knew that Arizona Cardinals was going to go ahead and get into it with Napoleon. Nobody knew that the Rams was going to take an official year off after winning the Super Bowl. It's a mess. It's a mess, man. That is a mess over there. And Green Bay, dude talking about everybody should have artificial grass. Have grass instead of artificial. Hey, Aaron Rodgers. Stop it, bro. Dallas gave you a gift. They gave you a gift, bro. Quit playing. For real. You need to give them a Mark McCarthy was acting like he was coaching for y'all again.
Right.
So, give him a thank you gift and all this kind of stuff like that. So, all right. Let's go ahead and get back on this real quick. I want to go over these awards real quick. Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Lamb of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razors, Lexington Catholics, Thomas Girk. We do it that way. Three tackles, one sack. Congratulations, Thomas Girk, for taking care of business. Lexington Catholic. The Knights is in the building. Big time in the building. And when I say they're in the building, they're in the building because next up.
Back to back.
Mark Wills, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by.
Tap out.
Lexington Catholic, Max Mooring. He did his thing, 21 carries, 123 yards, toked that rock. Like I said, I don't know if you ever carried a ball or not out there, people. 21 times, you're doing a thing. In a playoff game, 123 yards. Congratulations, Max.
Yes, sir.
In the building also. Lexington Catholic, stand up. Next up, Mark and Will Shows, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Warren E. Simon Gee. Hey. He was disrupted. Six tackles, one sack, one interception. Hey, Warren East in the house. Shout out to Mom Parsley. You did your thing. You represented Warren East. You almost pulled it off. You almost had a whole bunch of them rock and rolling. Simon, congratulations. Last but not least, our National Player of the Week, sponsored by...
Tap out.
is Logan Cannon's Ryan Reno. 32 carries, 254 yards, 2 TDs, 2 receptions, 19 yards. He's putting that work. Man, I know you was in an ice tub on that one because 254 yards, 32 carries. They needed you. They took care of best business. Logan A. County, hats off to y'all. Y'all rocked and roll. And I want to let you know how important Facebook is. People don't understand. Ryan had 100 votes on Twitter. He had 321 on Facebook.
Wow.
Makes a difference, guys. Got to vote for both. Congratulations to our winners.
Yes.
Taking care of business. Hey, that's what it's all about, without a doubt. And we definitely going to be taking care and covering some more of the high school playoffs. So, and then basketball is gearing up. We got some interviews. We might have a special guest tomorrow. I'll let you know, Mark, after the show. We got one on Thursday. We got one on Monday. We got all kinds of stuff coming. Hey, y'all know how it is. It's festival.
Yes, sir.
This how we do. So, hey, thank you guys for joining us. Always good. Always a pleasure.
Be safe.
Peace.
Show Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.